Part 1. Listen and circle the best answer.
Excuse me, Ms. Henderson?
Yes, Diana. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, but I can't come to class next Wednesday. I have a doctor's appointment.
Okay, thanks for letting me know.
Is there anything to do at home?
Let me just check my notebook. Okay, first of all, you need to read chapters 17, 19 and 20 in the book. There are also some articles and a video to watch. Those are online. I'll post the links online in the usual place.
Chapter 17 to 20.
Yes, except chapter 18. Chapters 17, 19 and 20.
Ah, okay. Is there a deadline?
Yes, this Friday. But there's something else. I was going to give you all a practice test.
A practice test?
Yes, to help people prepare for the midterm exam.
All right.
Don't worry. I can send you the practice test by email on Wednesday. Can you send it to me before Friday?
Sure. No problem.
And don't forget to bring a certificate from the doctor to the office.
Thanks, Miss Henderson. I'll do that.
You're welcome, Diana. Take care.
Now listen again.
Excuse me, Miss Henderson?
Yes, Diana. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, but I can't come to class next Wednesday. I have a doctor's appointment.
Okay, thanks for letting me know.
Is there anything to do at home?
Let me just check my notebook. Okay, first of all, you need to read chapters 17, 19 and 20 in the book. There are also some articles and a video to watch. Those are online. I'll post the links online in the usual place.
Chapter 17 to 20.
Yes, except chapter 18. Chapters 17, 19 and 20.
Ah, okay. Is there a deadline?
Yes, this Friday. But there's something else. I was going to give you all a practice test.
A practice test?
Yes, to help people prepare for the midterm exam.
All right.
Don't worry. I can send you the practice test by email on Wednesday. Can you send it to me before Friday?
Sure. No problem.
And don't forget to bring a certificate from the doctor to the office.
Thanks, Miss Henderson. I'll do that.
You're welcome, Diana. Take care.
Part 2. Listen and fill in the blanks. You will hear a boy leaving a message for a friend about some homework.
Hi, it's Fabio. Sorry you weren't at school today. I hope you're feeling better. I want to tell you about our homework for English. It's much easier than our last homework when we had to write an advertisement. This time it's a story. We've got to write about a journey. Of course, it doesn't have to be real. I've already started mine, and I've written 100 words. But actually, we've got to write 250, so I have to write some more. We have to include a photo, but we don't have to draw a map or anything like that. If you need some ideas, look at this website, www.collatra.com. That's C-O-L-L-A-T-R-A. Okay? One last thing. The date we've got to give it to the teacher. Let me look, I wrote it down. Yeah, the 22nd of May. That's good because it's before my birthday on the 25th, so I'll have no homework on my birthday.
Now listen again.
Hi, it's Fabio. Sorry you weren't at school today. I hope you're feeling better. I want to tell you about our homework for English. It's much easier than our last homework when we had to write an advertisement. This time it's a story. We've got to write about a journey. Of course, it doesn't have to be real. I've already started mine, and I've written 100 words. But actually, we've got to write 250, so I have to write some more. We have to include a photo, but we don't have to draw a map or anything like that. If you need some ideas, look at this website, www.collatra.com. That's C-O-L-L-A-T-R-A. Okay? One last thing. The date we've got to give it to the teacher. Let me look. I wrote it down. Yeah, the 22nd of May. That's good because it's before my birthday on the 25th. So I'll have no homework on my birthday.
That is the end of part 2.